Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. This morning's show is going to be very exciting. We have Anashawana on with us, and we'll be bringing her on in a couple of minutes. And I just want to thank all of you listeners for your dedication and loyalty to the Good News Show. We were on CBS4 last Friday, and we've gotten some emails from you. So just know that you can call in during the show at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. Today is September 28, 2009, and I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you on air with us?
Patty, yes, I am. Good morning, everybody. This is a really special show, and I'm really glad that we're able to bring Anashawana on. She is the voice of the Galactic Council. And if you don't know what that is, you're going to hear more about it, and we're going to be able to go to her website and learn and hear a little bit more about that. It's very interesting for me because this is something that is something that I'm very interested in. I'm always looking to learn a little more and to just be in touch with what is out there and how we can connect to hear more information and being able to be open and aware and allow those voices to come through to be able to center and really hear the messages that are out there for us to hear. So as soon as we have her on.
I think she's trying to call in.
Okay, great.
We can bring her into the show. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning, beautiful light beings.
Good morning. Finally, we get you. We're so excited to have you here with us.
Thank you so much, and a very, very heartful thank you for having me on the show. It's a wonderful experience to be with the both of you and to be in a part of what it is that you are bringing to the world, too, because it is so sacred, it is so important, and I greatly appreciate being invited.
Well, you're welcome. Our pleasure. Why don't we just start off with having you introduce yourself, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Okay. I am Anashawana, and I channel. I channel all kinds of divine beings in private sessions. When I'm with people, you have spirit guides and angels and galactic family with you, and so I channel those beings. But also in groups, I channel a group called the Galactic Council, which started to come through for me a couple of years ago during a transformational experience in Egypt in the King's Chamber. And through that, through the Galactic Council, who are really here to assist us through our own transformation, I've been guided to offer all kinds of play shops, play events, and private sessions, and it's so beautiful and fun to be in this place of now because these are exciting times.
So you travel to Egypt often?
Actually, no. And I know you think I do because I just came back from
there. For a very short time.
Yes,
it was like a weekend trip around the world.
No, it was only to Egypt. It was for about 5 days, and I was completing a soul purpose. I needed to return to complete a soul agreement that I had there, and this has launched me into yet another phase, if you will, or another expanded state whereby new information is coming through from ninth dimensional beings that are integrating. But yes, I don't travel there often, although I am offering to co-host a group to Egypt in March of 2010 called the Starseed Initiation. So I wouldn't say I go there frequently, but if two times and possibly a third, constantly.
Yeah, well, I will definitely like to sign up for that next group because I've been there and I would love to do that and experience that with you. It's just such a holy place that so much information can come through. So we'll have to talk about that at another time.
Yeah.
But so, at, you know, at some point you learned that, you know, you could help people awaken to their heart center power. And could you tell our listeners a little bit about that experience?
You know, I first, and this is, of course, in hindsight, because as it was occurring, I wasn't so aware, but my spirit guides would come through to me in dreams. So for those of you who are out there having these powerful dreams that make you wake up and wonder what the heck just occurred, that's your spirit guides coming through, because in the dream state, you are released from all limitations, and so of the 3D mind. And so you are able to experience more of the vast being that you truly are. And that's how my spirit guides first came through. Then a couple of years later, they started to come through, like thoughts would come into my head. It would feel like a thought or a voice in my head, but not like so much like some separate voice, but just a thought would come into my head, and it wasn't a thought that was normally mine. And they decided, or they guided me, I should say, to write two books to help people out. And then they started to suggest that I offer sessions, and that would be just to deliver messages. So I became a messenger girl. But I first have to tell you, though, when that happened, I was working in corporate America, and I was thinking, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm insane. So I had to choose people that knew me very, very well, knew that I wasn't a crazy person, and I started to bring through messages for them that were things that I couldn't even know about them otherwise. And so that's how it all really got initiated. It got launched that way. And I had to trust every step of the way. And I'll tell you what, I was pushed to trust constantly, because we can't be in fear about it. We need to be really open and trust our higher knowing and our hearts. And at one point, I was guided by the beluga whales, and I just was called to them. It came through at three different times. When a message comes to you three different times, you know that's a message you need to pay attention to. And a third opportunity came up, or a third message came up, and I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to go swim at the belugas in their natural habitat. Now, this wasn't a touristy kind of thing to do, so I had to hire a boat, and I went out into freezing cold water with a dry suit on, and it was murky water rather than clear water. It was murky water, and the belugas, they're not like dolphins, but they are they're not, you know, it's nothing to fear either, and they were underneath me, and bubbles would pop up underneath me, and I looked under, and I saw this murky water, and I could see this white sheet underneath me. And the message that came to me was, you can help them clear the murky waters to see their white light. And then I knew that that's when I needed to really step into my power and created Healthy Soul Centers.
Wow, it's so it's really an amazing gift. And so when you first were aware that you had this gift, you say you were working corporate America, and you kind of heard, was this through meditation that you were able to hear the voices, or were you, since studying to, you know, were you studying something or
no, I always had, you know, for the longest time, Sherry, I thought that I kind of kept them divided. There was my corporate side, my business and work side, and then there was my spiritual side. And I had always been, asking questions and seeking and, you know, reading various books. I didn't take any classes up to that particular point, except for maybe like understanding what chakras and auras were when I lived in Japan. And then I had all these light workers that would come up at very transformational or transitioning times in my life, and they would expose me to to this really magical, wondrous beingness. And then I just, I realized that as this was starting to come through, it was just coming through naturally. And I found that I didn't have to do much. And I must say to you both and to everyone who's listening that this is not just about me. This is about everybody. We're going through an evolutionary shift as a species. And so people are having awakening experiences. So you, that intuition and hearing or feeling and sensing, that's all the same thing. It's all ways that we get information and connect with our higher aspects in the unseen realms. So I share how it occurred for me, but for each person it unfolds differently, and that's why I help people by confirming what they're experiencing, because, you know, a lot of times we come into situations that we've created for ourselves where we're not necessarily supported by exactly the experiences that we're having. Some people can't explain it. Some people think it's too woo-woo, you know, they've got their judgments about it and their opinions about it. And so so I'm here to help people, to support people with many other light workers who are aware of these abilities. I think there are natural abilities, essentially, and we just are helping people to remember that.
So when someone comes to you and they have a question, so you will help them by telling them what is coming through to you for their specific question that they have, and also how they can continue to help themselves by listening more to their own intuitions.
Absolutely. What I do is, as a channel, the way that I channel is, I step aside and I just allow myself to be literally a channel of the higher flowing information, the higher frequency. So it comes through. I don't screen anything. I have no opinions about anything. I'm just an observer. And as it comes through, it'll come through for the person. And they the information will come through and will assist them and kind of, and oftentimes what I see is that it helps them gain greater clarity and expand their perspective, because really that's what expanding our consciousness is about, is releasing judgment and allowing ourselves to expand our consciousness, our perspective. So when I'm in these sessions, I assist them in just bringing through whatever that message is for their highest good, and then they can ask questions. And the questions that come through will, you know, your guides, your spirit guides, will never tell you what to do, because we live in a free will universe. And so what they will do is they will simply, you can ask if it's for your highest good, and you can simply learn to connect with that more frequently and to listen to what is coming through. Because a lot of times the reason why we have questions is because we're doubting the information that we're accessing from within. And I can tell you this, that all of the answers are within us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Well, hopefully, you know, we will get somebody that is calling in that we could have you do this. I know I certainly have a question, so I might want to ask you as we go on further. But tell us a little bit about your newest book. I'm very interested in that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's funny because I was calling it Messages from the Galactic Council, and I realized, you know, I constantly am getting messages, so I realized that it is a part of the trilogy. The first one was Soul Liberating Forgiveness. The next one was Soul Energizing Messages, all about how we're getting messages. And then this one is called Soul Nourishing Love, Messages from the Galactic Council. And that just came through like 2 days ago. So I'm working on that because these are channeled messages that came from the Galactic Council, and they're here to assist us through our evolutionary shift. So these are all empowering messages and helping us to release doubt, release belief systems of limitation, And how I'm being shown is that it should be finished by the end of this year and get launched out for 2010. And the way that I understand how things are moving at this particular moment of now is that 2009 seems to be where all the light workers, all the people who are coming into their awareness and their awakening and consciously connecting, are stepping into their true power. And then 2010 on is all about helping everyone else wake up and step into their power if they choose to. And so that's why this book is coming out exactly at this time.
Well, that's really great. And I understand you're working on a documentary film.
Yes. Now, I'm not a filmmaker. Yes. I'm not a filmmaker, but what, along with assisting everyone as they are awakening in 2010 and beyond, this is really to help people connect and realize that ordinary people are having extraordinary experiences. That is to say, just exactly what we're talking about right now, as a channel, as a medium, as an energy worker, there's so many people are assisting in portal openings and all kinds of things, creating heaven on earth, anchoring in fifth dimension frequencies. There are so many people who are here to assist in this shift. And so the documentary is to help those who are awakening and having these experiences know that they're not alone, that they're fully supported, and that there's purpose, that they've actually come here and chosen to be here at this time. And so that's what this film is about, is to help people recognize that, hey, this is, I'm having some extraordinary experiences, but who am I? You know, that's the big question is, who am I to be doing this? You know, people tend to think of themselves as not necessarily worthy, or why am I doing this? But you know what? There's many of us doing this. And so this is to help facilitate more of that that connection to everyone and to all that is.
Well, that sounds really great.
Yeah, I think that's it's really an interesting, and it's a great message to get out there that we, you know, we all have the abilities to create these wonderful experiences that are real life experiences for real people, and how to continue to manifest and create. Because, you know, in the world that it is now, the more information that we get that you're putting out there, I think it's really creating a shift in vibration. And everybody, I feel it. Do you feel that shift in vibration from everybody that is more wanting to know and more wanting to be more a part of the awakening?
Yes, it's like it's increasing momentum. It's building, and that's why because we're raising the vibration. Like you in your radio show is going out. That's literally raising the frequencies of all of the listeners who tune into this show. And so as you're doing that, and as we do this collectively, then it awakens more people, and it stimulates something that is programmed in their own DNA, their own divine blueprint that they've come in with. And so there's a frequency that holds another frequency, and it brings, it's like an attention getter or an awakening or a light or something that triggers and launches a remembering that, hey, I have this vibration too. I can carry this vibration too. And, you know, something you mentioned that I really want to pull through at this moment is you were talking about responsibility or about creating. And one of the biggest messages that has come through lately from the Galactic Council is that our CPUs, our central processing unit, which has been the mind, we've been creating and manifesting often because all energy moves benevolently, unconditionally, to take on the physical manifestation of our thoughts. Well, our real CPU has now dropped into the heart. So it's the joy of creation. It's the of seeing the joy in all energy, and then that gets projected out from the mental energy. So the mind has moved into sort of second place, if you will, or certainly into alignment with the heart. But this is the place where we create and manifest instantly, whereas the ego mind has a slower vibration to it because it has we create from a place of need, and need is lack. So that's a very slow vibration. When you're in the heart, there's a joy, and you can see and experience and hear the joy in all of the energy that participates, and then that we remember how to manifest instantly. And this is why speed, it feels like time is picking up, like the pace, you know, like, you know, you're saying, hey, welcome to September, and the next thing you know, September's gone, right?
Right.
Because we're moving into a different vibration where time, linear time, has no, it doesn't participate anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, let me see. I would think we have a question coming up.
Oh, okay. Terry's pointing at me. Oh, gosh. Well, that was a lot of valuable information that you've shared with our listeners. And at this point, we don't have a caller. I want to repeat our calling number. And in the meantime, I'd like to ask a question.
For anyone who's listening, call in and ask a question of your higher aspect and your guides, and you'll get a channeled message for you.
And the number to call in is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. So my question is surrounding career. I am involved in several
projects. Okay, hold on.
Projects.
Before you even tell me anything, let me just, do you mind? Because I already got, before even the show, there's some information that started to come in. And so now I want to share it before you even ask your question, and then you can ask your question. How about that?
Okay.
There are, I'm being shown that you have, you do have a lot of doors that are opening, and some opportunities are going to come your way. And what they want you to do is actually take a really nice deep breath and a step back for a moment, because you have set in motion some powerful opportunities coming to you. And it's going to be about choice. And the real question is not whether one way is right or wrong. The real question is, what is going to bring you the greatest joy? And you may find that this shifts along the way, that because you make a choice on one thing doesn't mean that that's how it's set in stone for, you know, for eons now. You have a lot of flexibility, and they want you to let go of feeling like you need to kind of push things, because by you simply being in your heart, you've opened up the doorways. And I keep seeing it like a spiral of doors opening and opening and opening. You're going to feel like, oh, my God, what did I just do? I opened up a whole universe of opportunities, and that's precisely what you've done.
Wow. Well, that's really, I can relate to that. That's really great to hear. And it's like I'm trying to choose which one. So
yeah.
So I'll be with it and try to feel for which one would bring me the most joy.
And here's the thing. Stay out of your head about it. So don't, it's the moment that you have to weigh the pros and cons, that's the moment you've engaged your ego mind in deciphering and interpreting. And see, the interpretation is going to be based on all of your life's experiences. And this is not what you want to do. It's not about the past. It's really about only being in the present right now. So when you move into your heart, really ask the question. For example, say you're holding in your hand a particular opportunity that you're considering. Don't go through the pros and cons. Just hold it in your hand. take it to your heart, put your hand on your heart, and ask, is this for my highest good, or is this what will bring through the greatest joy? And then listen to how you get a response. You may get a tingling response in your stomach. You may get an extra palpitation in your heart. You may get like something in your ears. You may get a sensation like the hairs on your arms standing up. Something is going to tell you, it's going to generate a sensation or an experience where you know the answer to that question. And this is
okay.
A great time to listen to that and practice listening.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Thank you. We do have a caller calling in, so why don't we take the opportunity and see who we have calling in.
Yes.
Let's see.
Just ask for their first name and where they're
from. Welcome to the Good News Show. Okay. Welcome to the Good News Show. Who do we have on air with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Speak up loud.
Hi. I was wondering.
Hi.
Hey.
Let's start with, why don't you give us your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
My name is Kima, and I'm from North Carolina.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And do you have a question?
I was wondering, can you pick up on people who have passed on?
Oh, you know, sometimes I do. It depends. It depends on if they've crossed over and they're here to assist you. So what would your question be?
Okay, my aunt died a couple of years ago.
Hold on. I'm sorry. There she is. Don't worry. Come on in. Hold on. Okay. So she's, first of all, she's giving you a flower. And to me, it smells like a rose, but I think it just has to do with her high vibration or sweetness vibration. So she's giving you this flower, and she says, don't worry. It's all okay. Everything is going to work out exactly the way it needs to, and you're very worried about that. She says that she's watching over you. She's embracing you in every moment, and she wants you to know that she is happy.
Okay. Could you tell her why every time she comes to me in a dream, I feel a whole lot of negativity?
Not her. She's holding a light for you. She's holding a light for you because you've got kind of a cloud of worry and doubts around you. And it's your own concerns. And so what she's doing is she's showing you that these worries and these doubts that are coming from you are creating a cloudiness. And so she wants you to let them go because she says, if I can show you what it means to be truly happy, you would let go of all of those worries and those concerns.
Okay.
So she's trying to bring light to you on that, actually.
All right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does.
So if you can, if you can move into simply holding the intention that she might be able to assist you in releasing these thoughts or at least becoming more aware of what they are when you are awake, then also ask her to simply leave behind the vibration of the joy that she's experiencing because she's trying to get that through to you, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
So while we have you, Anasha, I was wondering, this is Sherry, if you were feeling anything for me. Do you want me to ask the question or you want to
see what's on? Yeah, I know. It's funny because I normally have everybody ask their questions first, but for some reason they want to come through. Okay, so Sherry, have you been dealing with some things on a physical level, like in your physical body?
Yes.
Okay. So what they want you to know is that on the physical level, what you're doing in actuality, you've had a, let's put it this way, you've had an adventurous life. And mm-hmm. as an adventurous life, there's some conclusions that you have labeled some of these adventures. Some of these adventures would be what you would call in the not feeling so good category. And so what's occurring is because your vibration is shifting and you are shifting to higher, higher, higher vibration, it's releasing and it's making the memories of some of these more challenging situations come up for you in your physical body because your body holds memory. So as this is being released, it's really important, as you were mentioning earlier, for you to simply embrace it, claim it, know that you co-created all of these situations, and what you're releasing are some old belief systems about limitation. And so this is going to come up for you until it's like come up to the surface, and pop, all of a sudden it'll really transmute, and you'll let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
great. Yeah.
So it's not to be in worry about it. It's to be in absolute love because you love your way into wholeness. We all do. And so by embracing all of our creations, all of the aspects of us, all of our experiences, that's when we transmute it to its original state of high frequency once again.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because what I was questioning is what is my next step in being able to go out there and help other people for their highest good from lessons that I've had in my past to be able to share that with other people.
Well, first of all, you're certainly doing it by both of you being on the radio show, so that's a really big opportunity. And, you know, you might... I don't know if you've already done this, but you might want to take a show dedicated to each of you, the other one interviewing each of you so that you can share that more with your listening audience. And there is, you know, you are out there and you are emanating your vibration. And so every time you're out there emanating that vibration, it doesn't even require necessarily words. At times it can because that you're inspiring to many others. And really the key is simply sharing how you have had these experiences and how you've moved through them. And it's not that that's how others have to do it too. It's simply an inspiration for them to anchor in that frequency of transmuting and moving through it. So you have a lot to share with people, a lot.
Right. Did I by any chance send you the link to the TV interview that they did of us last week?
Oh no! Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll have to. Yeah, I'll send that to you. We were very fortunate enough to have Channel 4 interview both of us last week to be on their news show, which was Friday at 6 o'clock on Primetime News.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was called "Good for You," and it talked about why we are. Come together to do this show. So I will send that out to you.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, we just want to keep doing more of this, and we're all in that same boat where we're all trying to help other people. And I think that we do have another caller, so
okay. Let's
see if we can bring them on.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hello?
Hi, speak up loud.
Hello?
Hi, let's start with, why don't you tell us your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
This is Nancy in California.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. And do you have a question that you would like to ask?
Well, I did have one. I'm trying to remember what it was. let's see. She was talking about channeling. Can I ask her what kind of vibes you get before you realize that someone's trying to communicate or something?
Oh. Good question. It depends on each person's awareness and where they are. So, for example, I think the best place to really, because we have our senses, tasting, hearing, seeing, feeling, the best place or the easiest place to start is actually with your senses. So some people feel like, for example, it's easier for them to see something that's not necessarily, it's like a vision, it's like an image that comes into their awareness, into their mind. And then some people actually get like a sensation in their hands, like a heating up or a tingling sensation. Some people get their ears might start to crackle, like almost like altitude, when it starts to crackle. So people get information all kinds of ways. The key is actually honoring when something comes through and not try to blow it off. You know, it's like, wait a minute, did I just see a blip of light come into the corner of my eye? Or, was that somebody flashing their car, So it's like people tend to not actually, they'll write it off before they actually honor and say, oh my gosh, I just saw a sparkle of light out of the corner of my eye. So it's really each person's sensation or each person's way of getting it in the beginning or at, certain points is whatever they're most sensitive to. They're most easily recognized. And that's why my guides first started coming through in dreams, because it was like when I was awake, I was so sleepwalking at that time, and I couldn't, my guides could have been hitting me upside the head, and I wasn't getting it.
Wow. Well, good. Well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. And just allow yourself to let it keep coming through because it will, and it is. I see that you're already getting messages, so just continue to honor that. And the more that you honor it and not try to judge it or categorize it in any way, the more you'll find that you've opened yourself up to getting it even more.
Oh, very good. Awesome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you for calling the Good News Show, Nancy. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So, some good questions.
Yeah. It's true. And that's exactly what we were talking about earlier about, people having these extraordinary experiences, and it's so easy for them to write it off or blow it off as like, oh, it's a fluke. And chances are we are always in communication with our higher aspects and our spirit guides, and they're always trying to come through for us.
Well, I think that's great. We have about 5 minutes left, so why don't, if there's anything special that you'd like to share with our listeners, this would be the time to do it. And also we'd like for you to give your contact information so that they know how to order your book and learn more about what you're doing and perhaps get some sessions with you.
Oh, thank you. I think my message really today would be to just honor yourself. Wake up in the morning, put a smile on your face, and honor everything that you're creating in your life, because you are creating it all. And allow yourself to experience the joy, no matter what the situation is. Allow that to come through, and you will find more and more that your outer world will shift to reflect that very belief that you are divine in every way. You always have been, and you don't need to do anything to deserve it. It's your natural state of being. You are welcome to call me at area code 954-957-9876 or visit my website at www.healthysoulcenters.com.
Well, thank you very much for being on our show. We do hope to have you back sometime in the future. I've really enjoyed having this interview with you.
Thank you so much again from my heart to yours. It's been a blast, and I love the vibe that you two are generating and bringing out through the airwaves.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So we'll all continue to do more of this, and looking forward to meeting you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, listeners. You've been listening to Anasha Wana, and that was a fabulous show. Next week, we're going to have another special guest, and you can access the website to learn more about that at goodnewsshow.us. That's GoodNewsShow.us. And feel free to send an email to us. Let us know your what you'd like to hear or your comments. You can send your emails to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow@yahoo.com. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida. I'm on air with Sherry. Sherry, what do you have to share with our listeners
today? I just want to say that was a fabulous show. And if you have any other questions, yes, please email us and we'll be able to let you know more information. And we love hearing from you. We love thank you for giving us a 5-star rating for the past almost 2 years now. We're going to keep bringing you great news and great stories. And also, if you want to see our little clip on, you would go to cbstv.com. It's the George Estevez.
It's actually cbs.com.
Okay, cbs.com. And you can look on the segment from Good For You, it's called, and see the little clips that they did on us. So we thank you again. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be on next Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a good week. Bye-bye.